Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Well, hello, all you beautiful, incredible people. The switchboard is possessed this morning. And actually, that's what I kind of want to talk about today. Stephen says, the switchboard is possessed today. Send it lots of love, everybody. And it kind of seems to be going on with a lot of us and things that are happening to us. So I'm looking for Tanya, but I don't see her in the queue because we were talking about something last night that I wanted to get to. But I guess I'll forge ahead. Okay, so we were talking about, well, the cue in for it was hospitals. That so many people have been in the hospital or had to go to the hospital or use the emergency room. So we were going to look at that together on the show. And as you can tell, I have kind of a stuffy nose. And Stephen, Tanya says she's here, but she guesses she's not appearing. See if you can find her. If not, we'll move on. Okay, so when I was sitting here going, okay, why did I catch this cold? It's a true statement. I do not have a belief that because someone else is sick, I have to catch it. And they said, catch is the wrong word. You accept it. You accept what is going on with them. And then you move into the experience of it also. Now, why is this important? Because it proves to us that we have a choice. Like we have a choice in everything, don't we? Yes. In case you didn't know, yes. All right. So, why did I accept taking on this cold? Because I needed to slow down. And it wasn't okay with me just to slow down because I wanted to slow down and I needed to slow down. And body was telling me, take a break, Dee. So, I want to bring this to your attention because we're working on health and wellness so much that if we are not aware that we are accepting any kind of dis-ease from someone else. Then we move out of our own self-creation. And that goes for all health across the board, all health and wellness. So we have to be, choose to be, very vigilant about what we accept from the world. Our intention is to accept health and wellness and energy and self-creation and our own empowerment. That's what we want to choose to be. To be the frequencies of those things. So I want to ask then, why have so many people in the channel saying yes? A lot of people in the audience are experiencing this also. Somebody or something around you is experiencing needing to go to the hospital, to the emergency room, to have things checked out somehow. And the following is the biggest cause. Sheets, book, song. Well, you see, that's why I wanted to do this with Tanya. So we're going to movie. The first movie I heard was E.T. So the whole message of E.T. is to keep your heart open and keep your heart light on. And I know exactly, now that I have that info, I know exactly when I shut my heart and went into reaction. And when, again, we move out of love and shut our heart centers down, we move out of the power of self-creation. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yes. And I want you all to know that even feeling a little bit under the weather, I got up and tested with the channel and said, I want to be clear that I'm absolutely able to channel the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding for the people calling in today. And I get a yes. So we're going to dive into the calls. All righty. Best Made Plans. Lisa in Florida, you're on. Well, we hope you're on. Lisa, are you there? Guess not.
Yes, no, wait.
Okay, all right, okay.
You can hear me or you cannot hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Yay.
Hi, okay. Baby. What's your question?
My question is, has anything ever happened to me, some kind of experience maybe, like in any lifetime, that now I panic when being like leaned back or something close to my face?
The first thing they showed me was you falling off a building backwards. Well, that'd do it, wouldn't it? About four lifetimes ago. So what reminded you subconsciously of that? Did you fall backwards and lose your footing, or?
No, just I need to have an MRI done, and I know I'm really claustrophobic anyway, but this was the kind that you can stand up in or sit down in, and when I went to go have it done, I didn't realize that they were going to be leaning me back to a 30-degree angle, and I'm not able to do that. I can't do it. I'm just going to, yeah. So what I was wondering.
Okay, so let me give you a piece of advice that can help you here. Have someone stay in the room with you and keep their hand on your leg. They will do that. That's what I do every time. Every time.
I'm wondering if someone will be able to reach my leg, though, if I'm going all the way back to, like, a 30-degree angle. Like, I don't know if...
Exactly. You don't know.
Yeah.
So don't set it up for yourself. You see, this is what we do. We don't know, but we allow our minds to spiral down into, what if, what if, what if? Oh, my God, what if? Right?
Mm-hmm. So you just have somebody that works there do it then? Because I don't have anybody that would be able to do that. Okay.
Yeah, somebody that works there, like a nurse. Just tell them you're horribly claustrophobic. And this would really help you if someone could do this. And you can arrange it before you even go in.
Right, okay.
So you know. But
okay.
That's really what it's about, is that you're going to lose control and nobody's
right.
going to save you.
I know, but it's kind of gotten worse in the last 6 years. Like even at a dentist office, when they would lean me back in the dentist chair, sometimes it would happen. Or, you know, sitting upright in a room having x-rays of my heart, but this thing was near my face. I asked the guy to stay in the room with me and not leave and keep the door open. You know, where usually I don't think, I don't know, like... It just seems like it's...
Okay, we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2. Yeah, see, it's taking me to I can never be God. So, when you fell backwards off that very high building lifetimes ago, obviously, you felt totally out of control, sweetheart.
Right.
There was nobody there, nobody there to save you, no, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I say you have directed calm, I get a no, that you have directed peaceful situations here, I get a no. You're just focused on the fear, baby, and the fear's just going to get more and more and more when you do that.
Yeah, I did work on it a little bit, but it wasn't until like the night before, so I need to do it like every day up until I have it done. Do you think if I practice like visioning myself leaning back and keep doing it, even though it brings up all this panic, do you think it will get better doing that also?
Well, sure, because you'll prove to yourself there's nothing to panic about.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Right? All right. Yeah.
I've
been in a similar situation in a salt mine in, where was it? God, I think it was overseas somewhere when I was doing a film.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I was in an open air shaft and it broke and people were screaming in Polish. And now when I'm enclosed in a very small space, those feelings come up and I can stay present enough to go, all right, this is what's happening. You're remembering this. The same thing is not happening right now, you know, and you talk
right.
yourself, talk your brain into being in the present moment, Lisa. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You bet. Okay, so a lot of people went away. This is Blog Talk. This is not us. Johan in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for calling on me. And I hope you feel better soon. I will see that for you.
Good. I'm seeing it for myself, too, because this is boring.
I know. It is, isn't it? Yeah, that's probably why you didn't want to rest, because it's boring. But so I'm in the midst of, I want to ask the channel for some clarity. I'm in the midst of the thing with the property in Santa Fe. As soon as I start talking about it, I can hear in my voice I get this upset.
Okay, is that going to get you what you want?
No, I'm just identifying it as I'm telling you so that I'm aware of it.
Okay.
I spoke with the attorney, and I got the realtor who's supposed to be selling the property to give us access today and possibly Monday or Tuesday to get the items out. I had someone go in, and the valuable items that were in there, that were furnishings, were stolen. Found that out on Friday. And I believe it was a person named Kevin or someone else from the community. And
What's your question, Johanna?
What comes up for me is I have had issues with this community since I purchased that property initially in 2006.
Okay, let's stop there. What is it within you that created the issues with the property? Where do you need and get to bring yourself into alignment so that you do not attract this, that you attract the ease and respect and honor that you want?
All right. Well, I can see that that's what I need to focus on. But
yeah, give me a song, Johan.
Blackbird Singing in the Dead of Night.
Okay, what's the next line?
Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Yeah. Your wings aren't broken, sweetheart. You are the creator of you. When I say you have consciously directed and focused your attention on creating what you want with these people, with the association, even they're saying, even where is this located?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, even with Santa Fe, you're not at peace.
No.
Okay. So, guys, if we're not at peace, which is what created me accepting this cold, if we're not at peace, then we are going to create instances and experiences of non-peace. Do you understand?
Yes. And that, can I just interject something here?
Because yes.
When I've been looking at this, I've been thinking, you know, is this something I should just let it go, let them go, let it all go, just forgive it all and put it behind me? Or is this something that I need, that I would benefit from if I hold my ground and say, you know, I want these items back? And I know that regardless, I have to create what I want energetically. I get that from our conversation. But that's the question that came up for me, is that I feel like I have never really stood up against the injustices in this environment for myself.
Yeah, and basically the channel finished that for you before you did in the world.
Exactly. And so I see that. So I'm seeing this as a situation that keeps presenting itself. It just happens to be in this form with this place because I need to stand up for myself in the world, which is why I was standing up for the property. And I
know,
I need
sweetheart,
a verification of that.
But to stand up for yourself suggests that there is negative energy working against you.
And that's not where you want to start.
No.
Right. So how do I rephrase that? I mean, aside from what I want, Johanna. I want respect, justice, and to be heard and validated for this action that has been taken in my property.
Okay, hold on. This is really good for all of us, so we're going to linger here for a minute. Here. Well, interesting. They're taking me to sickness. They said go to the life subjects to get more clarity about this, and they took me to the life subject of sickness. And it's a true statement that the world involves itself, has a belief in, and as you believe, it is delivered to you. Injustice. So if we believe in injustice and expect injustice, we will experience that in our lives.
Got it. Yes.
So the first job you have to do is to bring yourself into alignment with the world and the world within you being a just place. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Then take action. If you're not in alignment with allowing the world to support you and love you and honor you, all the actions you take will not reap what you're hoping they will. Do you understand?
Be in alignment with support, respect, and what else? I'm just not quite.
Well, look, just make it real simple, guys. The world loves you. Okay? And the more you experience the world loving you, the more you get what you want.
Okay. So my experience is that the world loves me except for this homeowners association.
No, doesn't work that way.
I'm just saying that's like how I've perceived it.
I understand that, but it's your perception.
I'm becoming more aware of it. I have done the, anyway, I'm not going to defend myself. Thank you.
So you're welcome.
See them as, love them and see them as loving me is the bottom line.
Yeah, and see the world that way. We're also focused in judgment and how bad the world is. Not going to get us what we want. All right, I got to move on, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hey.
Hi,
back
babe.
To back. Hi. Back to kind of your intro. What does it say in the body book about acid reflux or GERD, and if I'm choosing that, why am I choosing that disease? Because it's really come up the past week, like so much acid.
Yeah, a lot of people are experiencing that. And the channel is saying it's you turning against you. Like, I can't stand the way I am. So where are you judging yourself?
In my career area.
Yep. So self-judgment, again, not going to get you what you want, guys.
Right.
You know? So, you guys know all this, but you don't start asking your own questions so that you can learn to consistently do this work. And I'm not just talking to you, Kate. I'm talking to everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, I don't think I could connect self-judgment and acid reflux. So that is, now I know that, it changes everything.
Yeah, that's the highest, most correct, most complete. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, I've been, all right.
All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. This, nobody's going off, coming on. It's crazy. Michael in Boston, you're on.
Hi, Jake, can you hear me?
I can.
Hello? Oh, perfect.
Yes,
thank you.
I can.
Yeah, it's funny you started the show with, I'm sorry you have a cold. Same thing happened to me this week. I woke up a few days ago with cold right after a few people around me had gotten sick too. My question is, I actually have a couple questions if I have time and you'll let me know. The first one, and I think it's probably the most important thing right now, is I decided to get a divorce, and it's been a long process, a long thought, and I'm wondering if that's the highest thing for me now, or should I just keep trying to make it work?
Well, the first, swear to God, the first word that came in when you said that is congratulations. So, yes, that's your highest choice for your self-love.
Okay.
And actually for hers.
Yeah, so, I feel that too, but...
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I'm wondering why there's been like so much resistance or things in the way, primarily financial, because, you know, it's, you know, there's lawyers, you got to get a lawyer, there's so many financial things. And I'm...
Because you feel guilty.
Right now.
You feel guilty, Michael. And so when we feel guilty, we put all sorts of stuff in our way. So why don't you choose and direct a simple, loving separation and divorce for both of you, where you both honor each other? Isn't that what you want?
It is.
Okay. When I say you've directed that, sorry, it goes right to no. See, so you,
so,
your whole focus is on, I don't know whether this is right for me, maybe I shouldn't do this to her. You know, and look at the money. It's going to cost so much money. The money, you're creating the money challenge, Michael, so that you can stop yourself. Just in case. But you know that this is the right thing to do, right?
I do.
Okay. That's your answer.
Okay.
Did you have a second question?
I did. This goes back toward money. So for a large part of my life, I've had financial problems. You know, I've had sometimes where I've done really well, and then sometimes when I've like really, really struggled, and a lot of it in between. And especially now the last few years. It's been a lot of money problems, not being able to get or sustain the type of job or income level that I want. And I'm just wondering if there's an energetic reason behind it, or not. I've heard people say maybe there's ancestral reasons behind it, or all kinds of things. And
when
I'm
I say it's ancestral, it's not ancestral, not according to my channel. But again, it's because of your judgment toward yourself, sweetheart.
In what way?
Well, leaving your wife. Hold on, let's get to the highest subject. This is where I'm going here. Control. When I say that word, what comes up?
I tend to want to be in control of things.
Yeah, and then you judge
yourself.
Well, either way, you judge yourself for that.
Okay.
You judge yourself for wanting to be in control, not being in control, for controlling other people. So that begs the question, why do you need to control? See, creation is much different than control. Creation is positive. Control is a negative.
Okay.
So focus on what you want to create, Michael, with love. And then you won't judge yourself so much. If you find yourself judging yourself, stop. Stop, regroup, train your brain not to focus on that. It's not going to get you what you want, baby.
Okay. When you said that, you know, to focus on creating what I want with love, I got like a weird twinge, like almost like saying to myself, like, that's not happening.
Yeah,
that's what happened. I don't know.
That's from your dad when you were a little boy.
Hmm.
Well, how did your dad teach you that you have to control everything in order to get what you want, or you don't get what you want?
I don't know. I don't remember much from my early childhood. I don't have much memory of it.
Okay. Well, according to the channel, that's where your hook in is. Do you have to go back and remember certain circumstances? Not at all. You just have to know that's not going to get you what you want.
Okay.
And they're showing me the book Power Versus Force. Have you ever read that?
I have it, and I've never read it.
Well, it's time. And I recommend it for all of you in this community. The more you understand the difference between power and force, the more you can create with love. Okay?
Okay. Let's have one quick question.
Well, very quick, honey, because I got a lot of people
really
on.
Quick. I understand. I appreciate it. I had LASIK surgery a few years ago, and lately I've been noticing my eyes have been really bad. I just want to know, before I go back to the doctor, I just want to know if there's any energy.
Go to another doctor. Go to a different doctor.
Okay.
Yep. He's not the highest choice for what you need right now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling in. You bet. All right. Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm good. Besides, it's freaking cold. I don't like it.
I know. Blowing your nose. Yuck.
Yeah.
My question is, my niece adopted a little boy a couple of months ago, and I was wondering what the parent pattern is for him, and by her being his mom, will that change the mom's pattern?
You know, the channel wants to stop you right there.
Okay.
It says that's not even the right question. This kid is an amazing soul. This kid is going to do amazing things, regardless of what his mom and dad. I can give them to you, and when I ask the channel if they're needed, if that information will change anything or enhance, I get a no. Gabby?
Yeah, see, I was probably not even going to tell her them, because I can see the difference in this little guy from when she first got him to even 2 days ago.
Yeah, he's coming in to teach all of you guys. Yeah, as is my grandson. I mean, you watch Stone. He was at my Christmas party last night, and you watch Stone. And he is the most peaceful, most focused, most available. He did not whimper or cry the entire night. I mean, the kids that are coming in are, wait, they're trying to give me a word.
Okay.
Oh, help me. You, it's right here. Like, you know, when we go through different lifetimes, we expand into, I can't get the word. I can get the word. I know the word. We expand into higher understandings down to the genetic makeup. Down to the genetic makeup. Now, even the kids that are being born in Ukraine in this poverty are coming in to change the world in a positive way. Well, there's something for predictions.
Yeah.
Wow. I can feel that in my bones. They're like, okay, you guys don't know. Stand back, and we're going to teach you how to be advanced. Literally. So the channel again is saying, don't worry about this little kid. I mean, if you really want to focus on that, Kathy, email me, and I'll do it for you. But
okay.
The channel is saying they would prefer you not focus on it.
Well, I just wondered, by being adopted, if that changes, you know, the background influence. But he doesn't need it, so it doesn't matter.
Not unless he's taught that that's a limitation.
Oh, gosh, I don't think my niece will teach him anything like that.
You know, look how much you're loved. Somebody loved you enough to bring you into the world. And see, I want to cry. And mommy loved you enough to embrace you and give you a home and make you a part of our family. Just focus on the love, baby. That's all they know.
Cool.
It's our bullshit that is going to affect them. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Totally.
All right. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you for that call, Kathy. Wow. Holy moly. Okay. I've still got two people on the line that Switchford won't take you off, but we're going on to Jean Marie. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, that's the plan.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I see that. Thank you for taking my call. That last call was really great because this is about love, and I want to know, is there anything more that I should be doing about this? I was awakened out of a deep sleep. I was having a dream. I heard my sister's voice, and I woke up really scared, and I waited an hour, and I called her, and she was very, very ill with COVID, and I gave her the information that I had for healing, and she did it, and then very quickly, had to go. And I felt like it was cut off, and it was about love. And I just felt odd ever since. Not odd, just.
That's your stuff. Don't feel odd. She just had to go.
Okay.
You know, she didn't feel good.
Right. Okay. So is there anything else I'm supposed to do?
They want to give you a core belief for her. Is she open to this?
No, this is the family that know love. You know, that's why I was really, that last call was great. My family has been at war for many years. I mean, like, nobody talks to each other, nobody sees each other.
Okay, well, I would invite you to start having a different perspective.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I called her, because I said, you know, no more of this. I want to do the love.
Okay, Jean Marie, the core belief they're giving me is I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they're changing that. I don't think I am the energy that can do this, which means I'm not the energy that can choose love.
Is this her belief or mine?
It's hers.
It's hers. Great. Yeah, because I believe I can be love. I am love.
Oh, yeah. You've got that one down, except when it comes to judging other people. Yeah. And I'm with you. I'm with you there. That's, I'm sure, my reaction to everything that's gone down in my house around Lanny's daughter and her acting out at the hospital and all that. When I say that's the cause of my accepting this cold, I get a no. When I say my reaction to that is my cause for accepting the cold, I get a yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
again, guys, it all starts within you. Look within you, please. That's where all the answers are. That's why Christ said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I am the life. And that's what he wants us to claim for ourselves.
I am the truth. I am the light.
Yeah. Where in me can I bring myself into alignment?
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.